Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on July 31 regarding Renita R-E-N-I-T-A Robinson. Renita Robinson is a 60-year-old woman who reports she slipped and fell on the icy sidewalk at work on 2/13/21. But as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder, hip, elbow, and hand. But she was seen at the emergency room at Nispera afterwards. But she had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the shoulder on 6/7/21, but is unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She completed a course of active treatment on 12/5/21. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Robinson alleged she sustained injuries to her right hip, right shoulder, right hand, and right elbow, having slipped on the ice. Period. Treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenero well after the incident. Period. He noted that she was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were taken and she was discharged. Period. She then went to therapy and had an MRI ordered. Period. She complained of lateral shoulder pain increased with motion. Period. Motion was decreased and she had weakness. Period. He was able to review her diagnostic studies that will be inserted as marked. This included an MRI. Brady diagnosed acute right shoulder pain and traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff. Brady she had not improved with conservative measures, including therapy. Brady they accordingly then spoke about surgical intervention. Period. On 6/7/21, Dr. DeVenero did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively. Period. On 11/30/21, she participated in a functional capacity evaluation, during which she did not demonstrate maximum effort. Period. At a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. And underline this, insert the usual comments about symptom magnification. Period. She followed up with Dr. DeVenero through 12/15/21. Period. He noted the results of the SCE. Period. Regardless, she qualified for light duty category work with lifting up to 20 pounds. Period. He released her from care with permanent light duty restrictions. Period. Active forward flexion was 150 degrees and passive to 160 degrees. Period. She was stable to all tests and strength was improved. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder motion was decreased diffusely. Period. Adduction was 35 degrees, abduction 95 degrees, flexion 100 degrees, extension 60 degrees, internal rotation 70 degrees, and external rotation 65 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resisted right elbow extension and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. There was moderate tenderness to the anterior, superior, and lateral aspects of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulders. She had a positive near and aptly scratched test on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. She remained clothed, limiting visualization. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right hip, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, the side band were accomplished fully. Period was mildly tender to palpation about the right iliac crest, but there was none on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2/13/21, Renita Robinson slipped while on the ice of the parking lot at work. Pierucci apparently was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were performed. Pierucci was initiated on conservative care. Pierucci eventually came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero on 5/5/21. Pierucci noted the results of x-rays and an MRI of the shoulder. Pierucci on 6/7/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Pierucci had therapy postoperatively, culminating in an FCE on 11/30/21. Pierucci did not put forth maximum effort during that evaluation. As of 12/15/21, Dr. DiVenero discharged her from care with permanent restrictions. He had noted active forward flexion was to 150 degrees and passive forward flexion to 160 degrees. However, currently she demonstrated more diminished active range of motion about the right shoulder in all spheres. She had positive near and aptly scratch tests on the right. Provocative maneuvers about the hands, wrists, and elbows were negative. She had full range of motion about the hips with mild tenderness on the right. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. She ambulated without a limp or assisted device. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referral to the right hand or elbow.